Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Raheny, Harris, and Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
And Rodgers is inside the pylon. Touchdown, Packers. It's Rodgers running for the score.
Right on cue, Joe. He had some choice words there for the crowd.
Oh, yeah, the old Aaron Rodgers. I own you. I still own you. But do you? Do you? Technically, the people of Cook County own Soldier Field. I'm just saying.
There's other shareholders, of course. There's a board of operators.
Yeah, the Parks District. What's up, Parks District?
Yeah. Who else? Edgar Bennett, I think, has a little piece in the Bears still, even though he played for the Bears. But every tight end that the Packers have ever had in their life, they walk around owning a little bit of the Bears. So there's multiple owners.
No. Brian, what I'm trying to say is the only ones who really own anything around here is us, the people who pay the taxes.
For Bears. Yeah, that's right. So city proper. We are city proper people.
Take that, Aaron Rodgers. This is Raheny, Harris, and Grody on 670 The Score. And the reason he is brought up is because it looks like he might, this is closer to thinking he might play Sunday. The latest from Adam Schefter, 17 minutes ago, Steelers head coach Mike Tomlin told reporters that Aaron Rodgers has a fracture in his wrist that will not require surgery. His status for Sunday's game against Chicago is uncertain. He also followed it up by saying he is not expected to practice Wednesday. That's tomorrow. I still think he's playing.
I still want him to play.
I am vehemently opposed to him playing football if you want to get a win. Do you want him to break your heart, Grody?
No, I want to break him in two.
Okay. This is the best chance.
This is the best chance.
Okay.
Hey, we talked about this backstage a little bit. I know we'll probably discuss it more. But this season still needs a signature moment. Would it not be best to not only go to 8-3, but do it against the guy who believes he owns you?
What about going to 8-3, just period? Just go to 8-3
and then worry about it
next week.
You'll have your signature chance next week. We do sports entertainment here at The Score. Okay. I want it to be entertaining, too.
Hold on. You think the team that lost by 2 touchdowns to Tyler Huntley can't make this entertaining?
I think it's way more entertaining if the Bears beat Aaron Rodgers, and the 58,000 people that will be in attendance at Soldier Field all get to witness a late pick six by Nashawn Wright.
So if I told you the Bears, if I just said by the...
Oh, I see what you did
if
there.
If I told you by the numbers that the Bears, I'm just throw out these numbers.
Okay.
The Bears have a 75% chance of beating the Steelers without Aaron Rodgers.
And
they have a 50% chance of beating the Steelers with Aaron Rodgers. Which one would you take?
I want Aaron Rodgers on that.
You take the 50-50.
I'll take the 50-50.
You're crazy.
Honestly,
bring it to me.
We're playing with house money. F it. Give me
Aaron
Rodgers.
It's not house money.
In the words of Clever Lang, you ain't so bad.
here's why it's not house money, Layla. They've clinched nothing, and they've got a lot of tough opponents on the schedule. Like, yeah, you're probably going to get to face maybe, what, Shedeur Sanders and the Browns. There are wins to be had out there, but I can't just see three wins
without... You could have said quarterback and the Browns. I will worry about the Eagles game when I need to. In the meantime, bring me Aaron Rodgers.
Bring his about head. The game right now, because you just saw what they did to the Lions.
More
what
ale for my men.
Yeah, like
what?
Oh, that's Drago.
No, I was talking about. I said really Clever well. Lang from Rocky III. That'd be Mr. T, who said, "You ain't so bad. You ain't so bad, Aaron Rodgers. Your powers are weakening. You are. It's like you're Superman with a, like a kryptonite chain.
What happened
he's
to Clever Lang at
McAfee
the end of that
anymore.
Movie?
He's not even on McAfee
what
anymore.
What happened?
I don't
to
even
Clever
know if
Lang
he's really
at
married.
The end of that movie.
Well,
what happened to Clever Lang at the end of that movie?
Well, he lost like
okay.
everybody.
Yes, that's my point.
Well, this is real life. No. And Aaron Rodgers is 41.
Yeah, why are you dwelling on fiction, man?
Bring me Aaron Rodgers.
You guys are crazy.
No, yeah,
of
crazy.
Yes, I understand the one.
I was like, no, yeah, wait, yeah, I am. Yeah.
They're everybody needs this,
Mark,
Marshall.
Layla, I understand the want to beat Aaron Rodgers and to proverbially or truly, literally break him. I understand that.
Well, he's already broken.
But do you want that satisfaction more than you want to be 8-3? The answer should be no.
I think that don't they go hand in hand?
No.
It is time
if
for a sports hypothetical.
If the Bears beat Aaron Rodgers,
the
they beat the Stillers.
I've got it. Okay, sports monkey's paw. It's not as hurtful as of a monkey's paw. Which one feels better to you? These are your options. You can't remix them.
Okay.
Number one, you beat the Steelers with Mason Rudolph. You improved to 8-3.
Okay.
Okay.
But number two, you lose to the Steelers, but you intercept Aaron Rodgers two times and you sack him another four. And then the Steelers have to win because of their defense or something else that isn't the offense.
Do you aggravate
which
the lefterist?
Which one feels better?
Do you aggravate
number
the lefterist of the press?
No, not you.
No, not me.
I need my meatballs and I need Mark Grody. And Ray and Robbie. And Ray, you know. Mark Grody, which
Layla,
option feels
I'm
better?
I'm afraid that my desire is, when I talk about wanting Aaron Rodgers to play, it is to beat Aaron Rodgers. So even though I hear what you're saying, you beat him up a little bit in the game, but you lose, can't have it. I want the Bears to beat Aaron Rodgers, and I will be in the press
what
box.
What if they beat Aaron Rodgers?
No remixing. It's like you ignore the rules.
I don't want that.
So what? Yeah, because I'm almost like, you know what? It's almost a moral win if you beat Aaron Rodgers and sack him a bunch and intercept him a bunch, but
you
lose the game. It would still feel decent.
This goes beyond meatball.
That would feel decent.
No, it doesn't.
Take the Wait, 8
I'm
and
not
three.
Coaching the team.
Take the 8-3. If you're a Bears fan, you take 8-3. Ray, I'll let you weigh in.
I want a win. I would love a win over Aaron Rodgers, but I would take a win without Aaron Rodgers in the mix. So that's how I feel about it.
It's the sports monkey's paw.
Detroit
you either
fan
get
wants
a win
to chime in.
Or you get to embarrass Aaron Rodgers.
I'll take the win.
Go ahead, Detroit fan.
So if let's say the Bears beat the Steelers with Mason Rudolph. We would talk about it for a week and then it would go away. If the Bears ended Aaron Rodgers' career and destroyed him, we'd talk about that forever.
Well,
every time.
Look, I just want the Bears to beat Aaron Rodgers. So I guess my answer is the other one.
You take the L. You take the L. Robbie, to your point, though, yes, we talk about it for a week. Less than. You know why? Because they play the freaking reigning Super Bowl champs at their place on Friday.
I'm not worried about that right now.
Like, when you hear the name Corey Wooten, what do you think about?
Brett Favre.
Pain.
Exactly. Like, I want to destroy Aaron Rodgers. I hate him.
If you destroy Aaron Rodgers and still lose, Aaron Rodgers, in my opinion, still gets the last laugh.
He really does.
Because he is the type who'd be like, well, we won the game.
Exactly, Layla. You already know what he would be saying.
Hey, Ray, do you know how many wins the Steelers have right now?
Yeah, I'm immunized.
They have six. You know who said they wouldn't get more than six this season? Mark Grody.
Oh, no.
So if Aaron Rodgers gets the dub but yet gets hurt or throws four picks, he'll just be like, didn't that Grody guy say I wasn't even going to get to this
level? I thought it would
level?
Implode, I admit, with Aaron Rodgers. And guess what? It hadn't been great lately. Hasn't been. They don't look like they did early in the season. It's all coming undone.
Are they in first place?
Doesn't matter. I'm just talking about what's real. Doesn't matter.
You in first place.
Doesn't matter.
So you don't even care that the Bears are in first place, because if they lose, they're no longer in first place, probably. They no longer have the tiebreaker over the Lions who will win.
Wait, why wouldn't I care that the Bears aren't in first place anymore?
Because they wouldn't be in first place.
I still think it's a sexy sports monkey's paw question.
Because the Lions get the Giants at home. So they're going to win. They have the tiebreaker over you. You're no longer sitting at the top of the NFC North.
Oh, my God. I'm thinking about this.
Given the North back after 1 week.
New coach bump is on for the Giants.
That's already happened.
I thought they were going to win this last
game. I know. They got to beat the Packers.
The bump is over.
That's it coming close against the Packers is the bump?
Yeah, that's how it works. No. It's a 1 week bump.
Why you got to be like that to Mike Kafka? He's one of us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know what else? In the ESPN Power Rankings, the Packers are still ranked ahead of the Bears. Why? Because they were able to pull out the win against the Giants. So did the Bears.
Because they have a defense. That you wanted to answer. I'm just giving you the answer. They have a defense.
I thought about the neutralize Aaron Rodgers thing all wrong.
Okay, what you got?
The real loss would be if he wasn't a factor at all. It would be if he had a perfectly lame game. Where he completed, I don't know, 60% of his passes, but they were like dinks and dunks, and there wasn't some explosive play.
In a Steelers win, you're saying?
No, just in the game.
Okay.
Where he was just there. That would be the biggest defeat to Aaron Rodgers, if he was just there.
Well, they got to win too, right?
Game manager.
But the Bears would have to win.
The Bears do have to win for
but
me to be
that
happy.
But I think that would be the most cruel punishment to Aaron Rodgers, where he wasn't even really a factor and you didn't even care, and he couldn't even be that hype. Where he was just there.
I'm just telling y'all, the path to salvation is getting into the playoffs and getting as high a seed as possible.
Oh, shoot.
So get the 8th win. Understand then you would have 5 games left and need just 2 wins in 5 games to get to 10 wins.
I don't want salvation. I want sin. I want to beat Aaron Rodgers. I want to sin.
Sinner.
Is it sin or is it redemption?
Hmm.
I don't think is it redemption when you beat an old man and it's like he's old. He's not the same guy.
Yeah, you brought up.
Did you see what Joe
sucks.
Flacco just did? Joe Flacco didn't look old. Well, Aaron Rodgers is only 1 year older than Joe Flacco.
Aaron Rodgers doesn't have Jamar Chase and T. Higgins.
Don't
I
worry
point
about that
out. Okay.
Don't worry about that part.
I think you guys. I love you guys. But it's crazy that you would
don't
rather
patronize us.
Break him. I do love you. That's true.
No,
you think I don't love you?
This is the management sandwich. Let him cook.
I actually do. I think you and I kind of agree a little bit more. As I said, I need the Bears to win and beat Aaron Rodgers. That's why I want him to play. That's the bottom line for me.
If you're not going to beat the Steelers, then I just need you to embarrass Aaron Rodgers. Like, I want Dennis Allen to call. You know how I feel about Dennis Allen's unhinged blitzes, right?
Yeah, you like them.
I do. So I need, the weirdest blitzes you've ever seen.
Oh, you like that? Kirk Cousins.
Is Jalen Johnson playing this week?
That's the question. If Jalen Johnson suddenly walks through that tunnel.
Oh, my God.
Or but TJ Edwards.
Hey, even if it's where people are projecting it to be, and that would be the Green Bay game,
that's
that'd be pretty sick, too.
Yeah, I just...
But that would be very cool. This
Kyler
weekend.
Gordon, where are you at?
I think you guys...
Where's your practice window?
I know that sports make us emotional.
TJ
and
Edwards.
It makes us illogical to a certain extent. But I need you guys to just understand, the most important thing that happens this weekend is a Bears win, regardless of who is playing quarterback.
But if they happen to lose...
I just love a good sports hypothetical.
A good shiner to the eye of Aaron Rodgers. Maybe, as Layla said, a couple of interceptions. Maybe the dream, the Nashawn Wright pick six. Like, even if they just to leave a mark.
Okay.
Immunize this.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, I've been immunized.
I was going to say something else, but we can't
say it. Is that a new one,
or
is that from way back when?
That was him lying about getting his vaccine.
Oh, that's right. We went through that whole thing.
Yeah, I've been immunized.
Mm-hmm. What were we talking about that we know that we're post-pandemic nowadays?
The high five.
Oh, yeah.
I was like, do we bring the high five back?
The high five is here. I gave Layla a high five.
Like, and fist bump, you know, that's the typical greeting now.
High five is a little bit more giving, right? You're giving yourself
a little bit more to somebody.
It's
a little more palm, and then, you know, you might touch that area of your face, that part of your hand.
Palm's a very sensitive area, very germinated area. Why are you covering your face, Marshall?
I'm just waiting to go to break. That's per usual.
He's waiting to go to break because he found what is perhaps...
You do have something good
for us. The worst dating advice for all time.
It's not great. It's not great. But you know what? I understand why he's the one saying what he said.
Did you need more ammunition against a class of Americans who is quickly ruining the country? And no, I am not talking about any certain party. Let's do it next.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% off site-wide plus an additional 10% off every order at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day.
We saw up to a 10x return on our TikTok shop ads. A few years ago, I started sharing my love for fashion on social media, and Willow Boutique was born. We're not just a place to shop. We've really become a community. TikTok allows us to find more people to have that great experience. I cannot imagine my business without TikTok. It's completely changed my life, and I could not be happier.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.